for the attendance, we have the only one absent is Tom Gregorius. The chairman of the legislature said that he may be here. I'm not sure. He said he would, but he may get here a little late. First, we'll approve the take a motion to approve the minutes from the August meeting. Alrighty, and all those in favor, aye. Pass. So we'll sign those off and we'll do our little tour. All right. Okay. I guess we'll start the legislative program. We'll restart it, shall we say, after the tour. And we have a number of resolutions that we need to take care of. But before we take care of the resolutions, we have the college can give us some updates on the FTEs and such on how we're doing with that. What do you got, George, John?
FTEs? Yeah. We were very happy this year because we had set a target, and probably about 3 or 4 days before the beginning of the semester, we were down dramatically. We had a sudden rush at the end, so we're really close to our mark, so I think we're going to come
good.
We're pretty strong, so I'm feeling good about us hitting the target where we were aiming for. And again, like I had mentioned last time, you know, that's going to be a big initiative because what is critical mass, critical issues for the future is getting retention and getting the students back in there.
So right, right.
We're looking good, and John's going to talk about some capital projects that, you know, we're concerned about.
Yep.
Well, we didn't register the collegiate program yet. That's the high school program. So we're hoping with that we'll come right in.
Right.
We think that's going to expand a little bit this year. So, you know, we'll really know a true picture middle to the end of October, when all those collegiate students are in. And we'll
say add to your FTEs, and so that adds to your state money then.
Right, and then we'll make a decision about freeing up money in the budget. Right now, we're still on emergency spending only, all the way through until we get the enrollment. Because once we get the fall, you can just figure out the spring. It's a reduction of the fall by a certain percentage, unless you have some new initiative. So once we get the fall, we can predict the rest.
Okay. So you're confident at this point that we're not going to close shop?
Not going to close shop. No. We're closing out last year. I don't know if I want to hand these out. So we've got a projection for closing out last year. We'll see if we've made enough copies for you. Now I'll give up mine. I almost have it memorized. This is just our revenues and expenses as of August 31st, 2015, and it's still a projection. As I told the board this morning, it looks like we're going to add a couple $100,000 to the fund balance, but we have $200,000 worth of open purchase orders yet that have to be canceled or paid. So, you know, until we close them out, we can't lock into a number. And we have one more payroll. First payroll in September is split. Half of it is charged back to August. So those are the two variables yet that we have to close in on. But it's a very close, and we think we can comfortably predict this $200,000.
Right.
But at least, you know, it was better than earlier in the year when we thought we were going to have a booming year.
Right.
And we need the money, because we've recently almost settled with one of the bargaining units, and they haven't had a contract for a year, so we owe them some retroactive for 14-15, which is about $60,000-$70,000, and then we owe them that amount for the new year budget. But what I just talked about generating, we're helping you spend. But since we settled the contract, we need some additional revenues. The budget we put through in June didn't have any contingency for salaries. So that's why we have to generate some addition to the fund balance to cover those.
And how is your acclimation to the community going?
You know, it's been, I feel to be it's like a whirlwind. The number of people that you get to see and meet and the community members. And it's really fascinating how supportive the stories you hear about, you know, how much Ulster means to the community. It's really, it's been an interesting time, and I'm learning a lot. And I, what I'm doing now is we're actually moving back on campus and we're starting to do some in-depth learning here. And our cabinet, we've changed some meetings, we've changed some, we're having greater groups come together, have more conversation. But one thing we started this week is we're starting to look at positions. We're going to be doing an entire day of retreat where we bring our cabinet, the senior staff together, and we're going to be looking at positions. And just rehiring somebody or you know, filling positions without looking at what that position is all about, changing maybe it to be directed under someone else, I think there's a lot of dollars we can save just doing some reorganization. So within probably 2 months, we'll have a whole new organization chart, eliminate some duties that other people were doing, even bringing on some people and trying to restructure some of the routine things. There's a process called lean management, and we'll look at process, and we'll try to eliminate tasks that are just routine that really don't lead in. So we need to spend a lot of time interior and looking at what we're up to.
Oh, good. It needs that probably at this point.
On your tour today, you notice we have all new chairs in there.
Yes, yes.
They were picked up from Bank of America, the processing center, for the tax forms that kind of been defunct for a while. So we had access to get all that furniture. So today we moved in about 300 chairs from there, and some of our old ones are still outside getting collected. But it was a good opportunity. It was free.
So are we supposed to take a chair when we leave?
Or? You got the old ones. I think the county wants some of them first, so you might have to get in line.
Yeah. I think the ones outside are the ones that use. Otherwise, they wouldn't be outside.
We're going to assemble them all in the BRC and let the various groups that want to come through.
If you're doing that, you might contact the nonprofits, because a lot of them use, you know, the furniture that they have now is hand-me-down from somewhere else.
Right.
So sometimes it's the idea of getting them something a little better. You know, and some of those chairs, even, I mean, they may be old, but they're, you know, they're quite good. These chairs are nice, though.
Nice
color.
Them properly. We're going to go through the process.
They're a nice color. They go with everything. They almost look official. These colors. It's like an official color. And it's maroon. And very workable for Kingston.
That was their nickname years ago.
Yep, very workable for Kingston because maroon is their color.
And item we wanted to talk about was our capital program that we've submitted to the county. If you can test some of them around, and if you're short, I'll give up mine.
I think they probably have enough.
Yes, we did in the last round. Let's hope we can. I'll give mine to Christine, but he's probably seen it already. What's very important about this is the top few areas, the leach field, the gym wall that's collapsing, and the vandal and pedestrian bridge are all health safety issues, so we're really pushing to get them done. We have some more furniture replacement that would help out the rest of this building, and the water storage tank, which needs to be replaced. Number 7 is a facilities master plan, because the last plan was done in 2008, I think, with the new president, reorganized cabinet. We're going to have different priorities than 2008. Backup generators, I think that's one the county has been partnering with us on. And then you see the extension of the water system, public water system, tie into the New York City aqueduct.
These are already in your plan. These are all part of the capital plan. It's already been adopted.
We submitted it to the county on the deadline in June when it was due, but the emphasis is that a couple of these are really important to us.
Now, did we pass this already? The legislature passed the capital?
No, I think the legislature got it, yeah.
Oh, they didn't get it?
Part of the budget.
Part of the budget.
Oh, it's part of the budget, okay.
It rolls into the county capital program.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's just that there are a few things that are really crucial to us. So you'll see it later on down this year before December.
Well, then we adopt it when the budget comes in, and we do the capital. We adopt that as a separate issue, though. I believe, if I remember correctly,
right.
You always
have.
The
capital improvement program. And then
right, right. It's all done separately.
All
right, very good.
Be aware of that.
Thank you, and you know, if you're having any troubles, let us know.
We're getting close to the water project being complete, too. We're going to hear from the attorney in the next couple of days that
about the easement.
About the easement. So we're looking forward to that. And getting water is really critical to us on the main campus.
If that does move along, we're probably going to have people invited in to go through the project again, because it's been talked about for so long, I don't think people remember exactly what it's all about.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
So you have most of the easements collected?
We're very close.
Yeah.
Could be any day now.
Could be tomorrow. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
So once we get a positive sign, we're going to bring in the engineers and turn people to go over the project.
When did you start that again?
I wasn't here.
But that was the reason.
I'm not sure.
It wasn't. From what I've heard, that was years.
Yeah, it's been at least 6 years, right?
I mean, High Falls got their thing.
Yeah, High Falls has their
thing. And then it was to try to hook up and you go down Leggett Road,
right.
You come in the back way, you go around the front way.
This is the Leggett Road. You'll come in across the back of a piece of property to our baseball field.
Yeah, right.
And it's also probably of interest to some of the surrounding towns, because if we get it there,
so is that the easement that you're worried about that's been difficult across that property?
Right, without any eminent domain or anything, we think we're ready to close.
Yeah, all the parties agreed upon it. They had to go back to the Attorney General to make sure there was all the teams.
Mostly on the road, the town right away, wasn't it?
Well, the road is the easier part. It's the private property. Yeah. They come from the road to the college, really.
Yes, the baseball field is as close as you could get.
Yeah. All right, very good. Thank you, gentlemen. Any questions, Jeff?
No, I'm around. We're big supporters of the college. I mean, Dave and I supported and wanted to pump the county investment to the community college a year ago to keep the tuition where it was, and we got voted down, but lo and behold, it happened, so that's wonderful. And this is great. I mean, it's turned out magnificent. My only concern for you guys would be that, the Public Service Commission doesn't allow some expenses from utilities to be charged to the rate payers, the customers. I would hope that if there's not enough revenue generated from here, that the expenses wouldn't be charged to the students. That it would be a county, eventually become a county obligation. I'm a little worried about raising tuition. I think if you remember, we chatted just so briefly about it. Because of the location, Orange County, Sullivan County, Dutchess County, et cetera, that I think holding the line in that was huge. And I'm never opposed to trying to reduce it. The students,
exactly.
So I'm just asking, I really haven't had a complete handle on what expenses wouldn't be charged, but I mean, this is an entity in itself, and if it wound up with a drain of $1 million a year,
no,
for the sake of argument, or $200,000, because we are worried about smaller amounts, that it wouldn't be allocated to the...
And with our hopes and our intent, we really have so much additional space here that we're going to continue working at the VRC.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have that facility. We're still going to be able to generate income from people to take our classes. I think it's our obligation now is to offer the classes here to get the students in here. And the proximity to the hospital, I have some thoughts on, working collaboratively with them to continuing in to do new programs that we couldn't have been able to do unless we were in this.
And it's fine. I'm just saying, my concerns are...
Well,
that is the best. It's the
him and I were
that facility out there is the major economic engine for Ulster County. As far as I'm concerned, we have to invest in it. We have to support it, and that means supporting the students and any glitches. And that should this not take hold right away, could be potentially difficult.
Yeah.
And that's all. That's all I'm chatting about.
That means we have to work harder.
You have a little period of shakedown with programs and what's going to go, what's not going to go. There's going to be a period of time where you do have to subsidize it a bit until it gets
going. I have no problem subsidizing it.
And so we're prepared.
I have no problem with that.
We're prepared.
I would rather the county citizens subsidize it than the students subsidize it.
We're planning on subsidizing out of our operating budget. But the good news is the tuition. Because we didn't raise tuition this year, we are no longer the highest in the area.
Right. We're like the Dave on that.
One or two up from the lowest. You have to throw Dutchess out because they're ridiculously low. And you have to throw FIT out because they're ridiculous high. In the middle of the Hudson Valley, we're probably one or two up from the bottom now when we used to be at the top.
Right. Yeah, I just saw the report the other day of how we stand financially compared to all our sister, brother community colleges, which is on the middle, so I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to hold that
29 or 21, right? I think I saw it. Somewhere.
Yeah, but that's the report we gave you back at the committee meetings where it shows the county share compared to the other schools.
29.1, right. 33.6, or whatever it was.
All that data compared to the other schools was much more important than just the individual campus.
Okay. Thanks.
All righty. Any other questions, anyone?
I just don't understand the first line on the capital budget. There's about a little over $7 million.
We have to close that project out, so we left it up there.
Okay.
The state hasn't reimbursed all of the claims yet, so we don't want it to go away until it's closed out.
Okay.
It's just a reminder that it's still up.
Yeah, it won't go into the capital plan then.
No.
I'm trying to sort out how the capital plan works. And just a reminder that if there can be any green building energy efficiency applied to any of these projects, hopefully will be.
All righty, I guess we can move on. We have a number of resolutions. Before we do the resolutions, I also... Natasha ran off some information for each one of us to take a look at. You got one, right? You got one? Get one to John?
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Is this the next one?
These are the contract, what we refer to as contract agencies that we get money to. You need to run through these, keep an eye on them. I can give you an update on one of the contract agencies, Community Action. I guess they got taken the regional food bank that was operating through them, was taken away from them because they did not comply with certain regulations. And when I called the person, their regional food bank up in Albany to find out why, that's basically what he told me. He said, I really can't give you a lot of information, but I can tell you they weren't complying and there was a few other things and we decided just to go another way. So I guess that Community Action is now moving towards using some local farmers in surplus, but that's only going to last as long as the season lasts. So they probably would not be able to serve those same approximately 200 people. So anyway, I'm letting you know that. And then if you want to take a look at these are the ones that we give money to. Does it also point out what the request is on this one?
I think, Yeah.
All the years, and then it has 2015 requests.
Right, and they have a 2000, right. And it goes back a few years, so... We'll have to have a discussion on the community action part because I don't think we should be giving them the same amount if they're not.
And $37,375 is an addition to what they're asking for.
Right, and I don't see us doing infrastructure with them. You guys can take off if you want. All right. We're looking at confirming reappointment as a member of the Yeltsin County Youth Bureau. And this first person is Renee Polanga Brenner. And does anybody know her?
No.
John, do you know her?
It's a reappointment, though, right?
Yes. Yep, three appointments. Okay. Well, it moved and seconded, and then all those in favor?
Aye.
Today is the 8th. For some reason, I was thinking it was
the 9th.
All right, the next one is confirming another reappointment of a member to the youth board. And that is Marco Okoa. All righty, and he works at the Northern Spy Cafe, the executive chef. Very good. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Another reappointment?
I'll second.
And this is Greta Cherryman Norkey. Another reappointment. And she's a certified nursing assistant. All right. First and second, and it'll. All those in favor?
Aye.
Second. All righty, this is amending the budget, including additional allocations or funds to the Office for the Aging. This is increased federal aid. All right, this is increasing federal aid. Are you seconding it?
Yeah.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Next meeting, if you have any comments that you want to make on any of the contract agencies, we'll move forward on that because we're going to have to make a recommendation to the Ways and Means Committee. Last year, they followed our recommendations, so we increased some money to a few of them. So we want to take a look at those and see what they're asking and see what you think about it so we can prepare to talk about it the next time.
And then Maria, I'll talk to Maria and she'll comment.
Yes, that sounds good. Now she's getting something through. Where is her money coming from? Was it allocated through legislative? Was it allocated through legislative programs? Was it?
Yeah, I think so. Awareness.
I think she's one
years. Yeah.
Oh wait, that's Carl.
Marie Schultes.
That's the rest.
I know it's through the legislature, but wait, I don't remember it coming.
Because there was some confusion. I don't think she actually wound up coming in through the legislature.
It was through a health committee, Mike. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what
okay.
It was.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I think the time before.
Yeah, because it should eventually come through this committee because we oversee all the legislative programs. And I think the Minutes of the Arts is requesting some more money, and I could explain that anyway. They explained to me what their problem was. We originally pushed them that we wanted them to do, really put money toward more new programs or something that was enhancing a new program or enhancing an older program. And their problem is there's a number of good programs they said that they have that, you know, may go away if they don't get a few bucks here or there.
Right.
So they want us to reconsider the way we look at it. In other words, right now, that's their major goal is the way that we directed them. We don't want to sustain something of theirs. We want them to, you know, push towards self-sustainability and along with, bringing people in. And, you know, so we have a number of things that they do. Like last year, they awarded a lot of money to different programs that were actually enhancing a program they already had, which was good. So they're going to want to talk to us, so they'll probably be here next month, too. So we may consider that, and we'll look at it from there. I guess we can entertain a motion to adjourn then. Not different one. Reynolds is here. Let's adjourn. Let's get out of here.
All in favor, aye.
Seconded? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.